The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Government committed to safeguarding press freedom.
Tobacco farmers in Eastern Province protest low prices.
In international news, currency crisis in Eastern Congo's Bukavu, residents struggle with damaged banknotes.
And in sports news, fans mourn for match Polo Polo striker Tafson Kaseva.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Zakala. Information and Media Permanent Secretary Tawo Kawana has reaffirmed government's commitment to safeguarding press freedom in Zambia. Speaking at a Lusaka media engagement breakfast meeting organized by the Lusaka Press Club, Mr. Kawana said the media continues to operate freely without undue state interference, a situation he described as key to fostering democracy and good governance. Mr. Kawana commended the revival of the Lusaka Press Club, saying it has now positioned itself to provide leadership and inspire other press clubs across the country. He further urged the media to uphold transparency and accountability as Zambia heads towards the general elections next year. Meanwhile, Lusaka Press Club President Edward Makai praised government for creating a favorable environment for media operations. He said despite provocations from some outlets, authorities have refrained from heavy-handed measures such as closures. Mr. Makai also called on President Hakainde Hichilema's administration to sustain interactive programs for journalists at State House, noting that the president's earlier frequent briefings with the media were a commendable start.
And in another development, some tobacco farmers in Eastern Province are concerned with the prices being offered by a new foreign company that is currently purchasing tobacco from them. The farmers have also raised concerns, saying the majority of tobacco has been rejected on the ground that it is of poor quality. The farmers say they were expecting that their tobacco would be purchased at $3, but it is being bought at 90 cents. Meanwhile, Tobacco Board of Zambia Executive Director Robert Mwale says the board will conduct an investigation in the matter. A Central Province youth advocate has commended government for reviving the Zambia National Service voluntary training program, saying it will help young people acquire skills and stay away from illicit activities. Mishek Mbambiko described the initiative as a step in the right direction, adding that it will equip youths with discipline, resilience, and practical life skills needed to contribute meaningfully to national development. The voluntary training program was revived following a directive from President Hakainde Hichilema in November 2024. It is being implemented by the Ministry of Defense and funded through the Constituency Development Fund. Mr. Mbambiko, however, called on government to increase the intake to at least 3,000 to accommodate more young people nationwide and ensure transparency through the involvement of local leadership. The Ministry of Defense recently confirmed the first group of 1,092 selected trainees will commence the program on September 1st, 2025.
We really want to commend government that we had little hope that the Resilience volunteer program was not going to take place, but it has taken place, and we want to recommend government for such actions. You know, this activity is very, very important to the youth, especially that youth are not going to be hide in the community and the society, but at least there will be something that will be keeping the youth active, okay, instead of maybe drinking or being involved in illicit activities like drinking beer or smoking or other illicit activities that I can mention. but at least youth will now be involved in different activities through ZNS. And at the end of it all, the youth will be productive. The youth will be equipped with different skills, exposed to different knowledge and skills, you know, different trades, you know, and the other skills that the ZNS has put across.
A humanitarian worker, Joseph Moyo in Livingstone, has accused Zambia's health system of abandoning him despite more than a decade of battling a debilitating neurological condition that requires urgent specialist treatment abroad. Mr. Moyo, who turned 60 this week, has lived with tardive dyskinesia since 2011, a severe disorder caused by prolonged use of prescribed medication and illness that has left him with uncontrollable tremors and declining health, forcing him to sell nearly all his belongings in order to survive. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Moyo disclosed that despite a 2016 referral letter from senior doctors recommending urgent treatment overseas, no steps were taken to facilitate his evacuation.
Right now, I'm supposed to be in the U.S. on the 5th, before the 26th. I'm supposed to report it to my clinic on the 26th. I'm battling to raise money to go there. I depend on your wishes for everything. 2011 up to now, the government has never done anything for me. I've gone to the hospital on prescriptions. I have to buy my own medication. My survival. I've lived my life saving others in my humanitarian causes, in my charitable causes. But now, I'm a victim of neglect.
And his daughter, Mara Moyo, a trained nurse who put her career on hold to care for him, has also criticized government inaction, saying more could have been done to ease his suffering, adding that the family has largely survived on support from well wishers during the years of the struggle. In international news, damaged banknotes, sometimes taped or glued together, have flooded Bukavu since the M23 rebel group captured the major city in February in an escalation of the decades-long conflict between Congo and armed groups. The latest fighting has killed some 3,000 people and worsened what was already one of the world's largest humanitarian crises, with around 7 million people already displaced. Shortly before the Rwanda-backed rebels took control of Bukavu, Congolese authorities had closed the city's banks, resulting in a shortage of banknotes. Banks have remained closed ever since, preventing the city's residents from accessing cash and the bank's authorities from regulating the money supply. In recent months, many residents have started using old, torn and patched up banknotes to compensate for the lack of regular ones. It is unclear how the damaged banknotes were intended to be destroyed by the banks and have ended up on the market. Some residents suspect that the money was stolen from the banks during the M23's takeover of the city. Still in international news, as the death toll from Sunday's earthquake in Afghanistan rises, global aid agencies are warning of dwindling funds for food, shelter and medicines for survivors. Just a few countries have publicly committed money, with many traditional donors yet to come forward with assistance. In addition, poor infrastructure in the country that is still fragile following decades of war has also hampered the emergency response. Taliban officials on Thursday said the death toll was now close to 1,500, but that the number is expected to rise as rescue workers battle to pull bodies from